Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Hello, it is Tuesday, the 1st of September, and these are some of your top business and financial news from around the continent. Nigeria's central bank says it will grant more licenses for payment service banks, but set a minimum capital base of $13 million, which could deter telecom companies and other potential new entrants to the digital financial services sector. According to Reuters news agency, the central bank in a circular says the telecom firms, banking agents, retail chains, as well as postal services could apply for licenses to become payment banks. To do so, they must set up a separate company for it with a minimum capital of 5 billion naira, that's about $13 million, and run it as an independent entity from their existing operations. France's largest hydrocarbons group, Exxon, has won a contract to license key refinery technologies to one of Nigeria's leading industrial conglomerates, the BUA Group. The new refinery, with a capacity to produce 200,000 barrels per day, should be operational in 2024. South African state-owned companies such as the Post Office and broadcaster SABC have requested billions in bailouts, according to the National Treasury. South Africa's financial ministry told Parliament that the Post Office has requested 4.9 billion rand in support, while the SABC, the South African Broadcasting Corporation, is seeking about 1.5 billion rands because of the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. And still in South Africa, an index measuring South African manufacturing sentiment jumped to a 13-year high in August after further easing of coronavirus restrictions supported domestic demand and exports. Absa's Purchasing Managers Index, compiled by the Bureau of Economic Research, surged to 57.3 from 51.2 in July. The reading is at the highest level since March of 2007 and marks the first time since 2016 that the index has spent four straight months above 50, which signals expansion. The Johannesburg Stock Exchange All Share Index closed in the green by 0.8% to finish off at 55,927 points. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you catch us. Enjoy your day. Cheers.